Welcome to the Crimson Circle. Welcome. This is our monthly shout, the Emergence series. And it's going to be interesting to see where this goes, because Adamus, I think, was kind of over the top the last, you know.
Yeah, a little over the top.
A little over the top. I'm still trying to...
Yeah. I think today is going to be really nice and quiet. It's just, he's going to...
Yeah, right.
He's going to start...
Yeah, right. That's where it's going.
He's
going
to start with the marab and just go. Just
and go.
Hour
oh, you relax.
20-minute marab. Yeah.
I don't need my butt kicked again.
But I don't, you know, we have a full house today, and I don't know, maybe people kind of like that.
You like having your butts kicked?
No, they just come for the chocolate. Anyway, welcome everybody. Welcome everybody online from all around the world. We're at the Crimson Circle Connection Center in Louisville, Colorado. And we've got a full house here today. They were pretty animated before we started, and then they all quieted down.
You told them they had to shut up.
I told them they had to behave, yeah. And I told that to Adamus, too.
Yeah, right. That's going to work.
You behave today or else.
By the way, we have a lot of out-of-towners, and several people indicated to me that because they thought that it's so flat here, and then you look up to the mountains, they didn't realize that they're at high altitude here, that we're basically 3 kilometers above sea level here.
Well, about a mile. Mile 1.6. But I'm not going to correct you because I'll... but I heard other people. That's not quite right. But we are high here. I mean...
5,280 feet.
Altitude-wise.
Mile high. That's why they call it mile high, the whole area.
By the way, you realize that this month is the 4th year anniversary of the studio. The studio, 4 years, yeah. And it some days it seems like we've been here forever. Other days it seems like we just got here. But we opened the studio portion 4 years ago, and then we opened the Masters Club next door 2 years ago. I couldn't imagine not having the studio. I mean, I just couldn't. I couldn't. And I couldn't imagine now not having the club, because I don't know, how did we do it before? With all the food and the people and everything else, and Linda and I, you know, were locked in one of the bathrooms and, you know, trying to get ready, and I don't know how we did it.
Well, I don't know either, but I think you're addicted to the idea because there's going to be a studio now in Hawaii.
That's right. Just have a studio wherever we... I got a photo of that today.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Wait, but we've got a lot of out-of-towners.
Oh, let me
really
catch up
significant
on the slides then.
Do you want to go? Can I do it?
Sure.
Okay. Oh, okay. There's some first-timers here.
First-timers. Wow.
Be afraid.
Yeah, get
be
those
afraid. And there's an element of youthfulness in this audience.
I love when the house lights come up and you're all like, oh. Now you know how we feel up here.
Okay. Ulrika from Austria. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
And I don't think Sana from Finland is here yet. Are you here, Sana? No, not yet. Okay. Marika from Great Britain.
Hello. Good to see you.
Good to see you again.
Thank you.
And Rosia from Mexico City. Doesn't she look familiar? There's a family resemblance, maybe, to
Billy. Billy, come out here a minute. Just come out.
Open the door,
okay.
Billy.
No, just
open
come on out. Be next to you. No,
look. Cameras, can you get them both? Look, you can see. There's a sweet
family resemblance.
The family resemblance.
And Dave's going to get a picture. And yeah.
Oh, sweet. So sweet. Not so common to get sisters here.
You want to come up on the stage? Oh, sure, yeah. Yeah.
I need this opportunity.
Yeah. She's never going to go back in the booth.
It's like, oh, no, we opened the cage.
Give her a microphone now and say,
Thank you. Okay, then Adriana from Poland. Where are you, Adriana? Good to see you again.
Good to see you.
Denise from Slovenia.
Yeah. Denise.
He's tall.
Denise. Hang on a second.
2 meters.
Okay, come here. I got to show.
2 meters.
Not many people that I look up to, but I mean, it's
another picture moment.
That's a tall guy. I look taller in person?
Yeah, you do.
Thank you. Did I hear you say younger?
Yeah,
younger.
Thank you for playing.
The camera does funny things. Uh-huh. You know? It makes you look, I don't look this old, and I am taller. It's the camera that does it. People sitting here in person are going, It's not working. Yeah. Go ahead. The camera makes you look taller. I swear, almost 3 meters.
It's my energy. Christina from Switzerland.
Hi, Christina.
Hello, Christina. Good to see you again. Astrid from Switzerland. Where are you?
Oh,
great. Lucia from Solothurn. We've been there.
Switzerland.
Nice to see you.
Good to see you.
Oh,
we got Swiss here today.
Yeah. Well, because they're probably coming to Keehawk and Santa Fe.
Oh.
And mother-daughter, got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's always so nice to see a mom and a daughter, a father and a son get along.
Anya from Kentucky.
Wow.
We don't know.
Brother or sister and sister. Okay, sorry.
My mom's a Mormon. It wasn't going to work.
Oh, no.
Let's see. Anya from Kentucky.
Anya.
And then she's here with Michael.
We got it. Michael
from Kentucky.
There you go. All right.
There you go.
Now, can I just tell the story? I'm going to tell this story. So we were talking before we started today, and they're both from Kentucky, and it's like, well, isn't that strange? Have you known each other for a while? It's like, no, we just met in a casino. And I'm like, and then realized they're both Chambra. And now they're kind of together. Isn't that weird?
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. You hit the jackpot,
Thank
Michael.
You for being here. Okay. Tracy from Nebraska. Why are you, Tracy? Oh, she's so young. We got to be nice to her. Don't chase off the young people. Okay. Anything under 40 is young here.
Well, actually, that's the emails I get. It's like anything under 60, but we won't go there.
Don't throw rocks at him. Yeah. Okay. And then Carol from Pennsylvania. Where are you, Carol? Nice to see
Carol.
You again.
Good to see you.
And I don't know, is Emily here from Houston? Hi, Emily.
Hi, Emily.
Another young one, be nice.
Wow, we got a lot of out-of-towners.
Yeah. So that's all that's on my list.
Okay.
But there's another Texas lady here. What happened to her? She's hiding? Oh, she's hiding. I would, too. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Well, actually, speaking of that, it's kind of a true story that I get emails once in a while. There was something on social media earlier this week, and somebody saying they were a younger person, and they were saying, oh, yeah, you know, there's a lot of more mature people. That's not the word they used. That show up for the shouts, and I'm just kind of grinding on me.
Did you get a cramp in your hand?
I did, and I started to give them a lecture. Not
the finger.
Not just
a lecture.
In my mind,
okay,
but a lecture.
Okay.
And it's like, look what we've done for all of you. Look at the trail we blazed for you. Look at the sacrifices we've made for you. We did this for you, and you're complaining that we have a few lines on our face? Obviously we do. We've been beat up. We've been kicked around. We've been putting up with the Damas for 10 years for you. So, we made your life so easy by doing this first. God, do I sound like my parents. But you know, actually, I really do believe there's a lot of truth in that. What we've been going through, I know some of you have been with Crimson Circle for as long as Crimson Circle's been, going on 20 years. Oh, that's scary. And then even before that, you know, on your journey, and we've gone through a lot of stuff, and it's not always been pretty.
Are you trying to imply that it's gotten easier like last month?
Oh, God, that was so easy. but there's actually also a certain pride, certain arrogance that comes with it. It's like,
oh, but you channel Adamus, of course.
It's like, damn right we had it tough and we made it. And, you know, we made it through the worst of the worst. So it's, you know, if I had a choice to do it the easy way, just glide along in after the others on their jet stream, or to be like one of the first ones going through it with all of you wonderful Chambra, I'd still be the first. I'd still put up with a few more hardships and heartaches and as long as I knew that I made it, as long as I made it. I don't want to be one of those 11 from last month.
Jeff.
Sorry, I'm lecturing here. Okay.
And Adamus heard all this. Don't give him a reason.
No. Kathumi told me that he has Adamus tied up. We can say anything we want during this session. He's got Adamus at the Ascended Masters Club giving a speech, you know, pre-shout speech. So he doesn't hear a word. Okay. Speaking of Adamus, let's take a look at what fun we had last month. Speaking of, wow, that was a big shout, wasn't it?
You think?
Normally, it takes me about a day to really recover from a shout. And a day, what that looks like is I'm very difficult to be around. I don't talk much. I grump a lot.
This is all being recorded, Jeff.
I just want to block
everything. Where's my reward?
I want to block everything out. I want to eat a lot of sweet stuff. I don't want to be around people. This time, it took me, well, I'm still not over it, so... Now, this time it took me about a week after that last shout. I think it was a combination of the workshops in Kona right before then that shout, and it really kicked me around. Matter of fact, I had to cancel a filming that we were doing here at the studio. I think it was a couple days after the shout or something. I just didn't have it. I mean, I sent an email to the production crew and said some other time. It just wasn't there.
The Wednesday after the shout.
Wednesday after the shout.
You were still messed up.
Oh, I was a mess, yeah. But I survived. I made it. I worked hard for this. Let's take a look at the shout from... I worked 10 times harder, at least. And I walked 5 miles to school through the snow.
Uphill.
Damn it, right.
Because he was too cool... to ride the free bus.
Yeah, I was. Yeah. I mean, who in high school, who rides the bus?
I rode your bus because I knew that seat was empty.
Oh, that's true. All right, let's take a look at last month, see what we did.
Oh, boy.
I want to welcome everybody here, everybody watching in online, and all 47 of the brand new ones who have had no exposure to Crimson Circle until recently. We want to welcome you here. What are you going to expect in this time that we're together, the next hour or so? Not what you're expecting. We do it a bit different here. There's not a lot of ceremony. There's hopefully not a lot of what we call makkyo. Makkyo is your spiritual distraction, and everybody gets it along the way, sooner or later. Everybody encounters makkyo. This group that calls themselves Shambra, they're very strong. They're tough as nails. Let me tell you, I've been standing up here for 10 years. They are as tough as nails underneath. They will bite. They will fight. They will do everything else. They're a tough lot, but they're also going to learn that, let's say starting today, your next steps have nothing to do with how strong you are. How about instead of being strong from now on, just being wise? I had a meeting two nights ago with 11 beautiful beings who had just crossed over in the last 2 weeks, all who called themselves Shambra. I asked them, I said, what do you really want to share with Shambra right now? First of all, really allow yourself more than anything. And then they said, to really feel into your passion right now. They said, tell everyone that the passion is there if you will allow it. Question, what should you be doing right now if you shouldn't be doing anything?
I should be relaxing on a beach somewhere.
I'd be on a beach too.
Reunite with myself, I guess. I don't want to do anything.
Something else.
Something else.
Yeah.
Just enjoy myself.
What does that mean?
Having fun.
What does that mean?
Get in touch with my passion. Allow myself.
Okay. So are you bored right now?
Not right now.
You're scared right now?
No, I don't feel scared, no.
In your life?
No.
You don't?
No. No, I don't feel scared.
Huh.
No. Yeah. I feel like I've set myself free.
From what?
From all of the limitations that I've been in for a really long
time. Not even
time.
Close. You feel more free than you did before, but look where you came from.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you do have restriction. I can't just move from my children. I have a responsibility to take care of my children. And
well, I'll get right to the point. Are the kids holding you back?
Yeah, I feel that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, good, honest answer.
That's been a really hard thing because I've been alone with them for many years, and the oldest son is really sick. And now when I moved, he got more sick, so he just... It was traumatic, so he's just stopped talking, so he's not able to talk anymore.
You know, the greatest thing for him is you allow yourself to actually take this huge step and be realized you're holding back. You say it's because you're being responsible, but it's an excuse. And he's taking on a tremendous amount of stuff for the whole family. Watch what happened is you really... overcome some of these deep fears and scares that you have. Yeah, watch what a difference it makes on him.
But how do you look at them?
You've got a son that's very sick. You put a lot of responsibility on your shoulder. You've never really done what you've wanted to do in life. You stayed in your safety zone, which is understandable, but there's something inside you that's saying, I just can't stay here anymore.
How do I break it then?
You did by coming here.
Yeah.
You did by standing here with me. You allow your realization. You watch what happens first with your children, and particularly with your son, who is really feeling into this right now. I mean, he's something's going on. He knows something's going on. Check with him later, and he'll come back to talking soon enough. They know what you're here for, and you're not doing it. You're not doing it. So what's the most important thing I said to you today?
To allow my realization and my beingness.
No excuses. None whatsoever.
Excuses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stop being afraid. Stop being scared. And even though part of you says I'm not,
What am I scared of?
What comes next? Every other person here in this room is afraid of. The same thing that all the ones watching and online, what happens next? Am I going to make it? And I start out this shout by saying 11 just crossed over, and that's not a real big help. It's not real good motivation, but it's what things are coming down to right now. And there's that fear, am I going to hit that point of realization and just leave?
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And thank you for
thank
being
you.
Here. It took a lot of courage.
Yeah.
Remember a couple of shouts ago, I said to you that, we're having this big debate at the Ascended Masters Club about freedom versus passion or a mission to do something. And I would say probably 80% of Shambha had either freedom or freedom and they wanted both. Very, very few went to the passion part. And I thought that was a great big joke because that's one of the things that's so missing right now is the passion. It's time to really feel into the passion, into that, yes, it's kind of a mission. It's not like it's all controlled and scripted or anything like that, but there is a passion that's there. And we hit on it in our last shout. We talked about the headbangers. We said, which is my term for those Atlanteans who started the work with the crystals, the energy, all for the purpose of standardizing the human body and brain, but ultimately led to the land of blue. A little while back, I talked about the crystal caves. 90% of the Shambha who went there were treasure hunters. They went there wanting riches. And you know what was there in those crystal caves? It was the whole reminder of the passion to undo what was done back then. That's it. The Crystal Caves, which are very, very real, by the way, what was there was the passion. Freedom, not so much right now, because you have something more important in your heart, in your beingness for being here. So I started out by saying, what should you be doing when you shouldn't be doing anything? In other words, human, get the hell out of the way, allow this to happen. But I'll amend that and say, right now is the time to unleash your mission. Your mission for being here on this planet at this time was to break out of that crystal headband, out of the land of blue. You're afraid of that mission. You can think about it maybe, but you'd rather say, no, let's have freedom. We're not going to get there until we address the very reason why you came to this planet in this lifetime at the time of machines. You're not going to have that freedom until we get past this one. Take everything we've talked about, and Tobias talked about for the last, how many years? 20 years or more. And it all comes kind of down to this simple thing. You came here to break an old pattern, first for yourself and then for others. Are you ready for it? No, you're afraid of it. And I would be too, because it changes everything. Let it happen. And remember what I said before, wisdom overshadows strength. That was a big one. I mean, there was a lot in there. Gene had a difficult time editing it because there was so much. How do you condense it into 8 or 9 minutes? But one of the things that wasn't in here that he talked about was saying, we're going to go through this 45 to 60 day thing, or in the next 45 to 60 days, we're going to go through a thing. And I don't know. I haven't heard from anybody that they're going through anything. I don't know what he's talking about. So we want to take just a minute.
But technically, the 45 days hadn't even started.
That's correct.
Technically.
Well, I think he was just saying it'll be done within 45 to 60 days.
Thank God.
Yeah, yeah. So we wanted to take just a moment. Linda's going to run with the microphone.
Like a monkey.
Yeah, I'm going to pretend I'm Adamus. No, I'm not going to say a word. You talk. So Linda's going to bring the microphone and just ask, is anybody going through anything, or is it just another regular month? You know, is anybody feeling or experiencing anything?
You said you'd do anything. Just let you know. So would you please take the mic?
What have you any going through anything specific this last month? Yeah, like us, your memory is going to hell.
I don't know if I would call it anxiety, but mm-hmm. there is a lot of emotion mm-hmm. that's taking place, a lot of up and down, a sense of something taking place, like a buildup of mm-hmm. sorts. So in that way, it feels intense, but I think those are just words. It feels like there's something brand new taking place that I really don't have. Maybe we can make a new word for it.
Yeah, yeah. Adamus is good at that.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
And it's funny, Gene also posted something on our Facebook social media asking a question, and it was the answers were really very consistent and really, it was pretty amazing that what people are going through.
I'm not losing it, but everybody around me is.
Right.
Oh,
no.
My God.
And there's a very feeling of consistency within it all.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also a buildup.
So. Yeah. Good. So. Oh. Oh, you got the stink eye from Mark.
What?
He's good at it, too.
What's happening?
Yeah.
What was the question? What's the question again?
Have you been, after the last shout, have you been experiencing anything different, going through anything?
A lot of headaches,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah that, and that, just life is crazy beyond anything I've ever
yeah.
experienced.
How's your head today?
It's fine.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah. Wait till Adamus comes in. Good. Thank you. Two more.
Okay, two more.
It was really, really quite surprising how everybody's been going through something. And
hi.
Hi.
I've been going through a lot of, I feel like an emotional cleansing.
Yeah.
I just feel like everything's pouring out of me. I also been feeling like I've been trying to gain my power back.
Oh, interesting.
That's the best way to sum that up.
Yeah, good.
You're going to go back to me? what have I experienced? There was so much. If I could describe it, it's just like I can feel a big pot and everything's like in it. It's all blends of emotions, energies, like just circulating, mixing together, and then finding myself trying to like being aware of that and not reacting too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just like, okay, calm. Yeah. Calm. You're gonna act at the perfect timing. Don't act now.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. Good. Thank you. And we could probably
one more.
One. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. About a month ago, I went and visited my mom and stepdad in Modesto, California. And 2 weeks ago, he passed away.
Oh.
And when I was there, we went to a play. We had lots of fun. He had some heart stents put in, but he was released again to play golf. And he passed away actually doing some work in his garden. Mm. And they called that paradise. And that's where he passed away.
Wow, wow.
Yeah, and I just got back from visiting my mom a couple of days ago. I was there for 11 days just supporting her, and she really enjoys the Shouds and Chrism Circle, and speaking about moms and daughters. And it was the most wonderful experience to support her in a lot of financial things and paperwork. But we cuddled every night.
Wow.
We slept together every night and just held hands and just supported her along the way, and it was just an incredible, beautiful feeling. And my daughter was there too for about a week, but then after that, it was like I started getting an idea about why people send sympathy cards. Mm-hmm. Is because I think that we're all sad that we actually created death.
Yeah,
it was really a huge realization.
Yeah,
thank you.
But think how old we'd be if we hadn't,
and wiser, and they'll experience that.
Thank you. So reviewing some of the answers on Facebook and talking to people here today, and it's like everybody's been going through something, and I think it was a good way to that you mentioned. It's kind of an anxiety, something new, not knowing what it is, all very much kind of mental, not so much physical stuff that people really pointed out that might be a side effect, but nobody can remember anything. And it's like you can't put your thoughts together. And even in my article this month, I sat down to write it. It's like, I can't write an article. I cannot put a string of thoughts together. And I cheated. I finally did. But they were kind of incoherent. And I think we've all been going through a lot. What a month it's been. Wow. Can't wait for today's Shout. All right. We're going to move along. We just wanted to take a quick look at what everybody's been experiencing. Anyway, let's talk about upcoming events. He's on his way to Santa Fe. Yeah.
And Santa in an outfit like that?
I don't know if that's Santa. That's Mr. Sun. And he's riding an ass, and there's a snake there, and it. I like that.
It's creepy.
It's not creepy. It's expressive.
Expressive. It's creepy. It's spiky.
No, then we're going to move on.
Good.
Coming up, upcoming events. Coming up this month, of course, Santa Fe. We've got 10 years with Adamus, and we've got, almost 300 people coming down for that.
My boutique budget is, I've been just stashing it away.
Your what?
My boutique budget for Santa Fe.
Oh, to go shopping in Santa Fe. Of course. Yeah, if you don't see Linda there for the sessions, you'll know she's shopping. Yeah. Anyway, it's 2 weeks from today we start, actually. Yeah. And just to mention that it is sold out, we are going to be video recording. We are not going to be doing a live webcast because the logistics become very, very difficult.
Too inconsistent. Yeah.
But we are going to record it, and we'll have it by, I didn't check with the staff first. I said early August. Is that okay? Oh, good, thanks. we're going to have an Adamus roast. I know we've got four roasters that are ready to rock them. Gina's working on a best of Adamus video. over the past 10 years, you know, some of the highlights. So you might be famous after this. And then face to face with Adamus, you know, those times when he's like with Annette last month. I don't know if that's going to be in the reel, but that was super intense. I mean, the video didn't quite show it, but that was so intense.
No, no, wait. You don't have to
tell. And thank you, Annette.
You don't have to tell us that, because I could feel it when Adamus was grilling her, mm-hmm. and he was like, everything's okay, and he's like, no, it's not. And everybody's like, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. And then everybody had their own individual experience with that. She was just the space holder for it.
The space holder, yeah.
Yeah, but no, everybody was out there going through it themselves.
Oh, it was so intense because... When she stood up, and I can see kind of what Adamus is seeing.
You were lucky.
I mean, not
she
the whole
was
thing,
too nice.
But I'm seeing in through the whole thing, and she's like, no, everything's great, life is fine. And he's like, whoa, I got you now. And then I've kind of gotten used to my nose line of questioning. And how far do you live from where you were born and raised in the last lifetime? And it's just, oh, don't answer, sit down, you know, give the mic back. But it was such a beautiful exchange. I mean, and again, thank you, Annette. It was so beautiful.
No, she was representative for all of us.
It really was. And by the way, after she left here, the 2 days after the shout, she flew back to Norway. She landed, her phone rang, and it was her son talking. I mean, it was amazing. So
it's pretty cool.
Anyway, okay, Santa Fe, yeah. After that, June 22nd, we're back here at the studio for the Keyhawk 8 finale. That sold out too. So looking forward to that. Also on, I forgot the dates now, June 29th here at the studio. I believe that's a Saturday.
It is June 29th, yeah. It says right at the top of your slide.
Gerhardt and Anat are going to be doing a workshop called The Song of Energy. So if you're here, if you're in town or you're local, they're going to be doing it all day. And I'm going to be doing a special music channel with them, an Adamus channel with them. So if you're interested, it's in the store. Okay, now, it's $95 for Gerhardt and Anat's event. And looking forward to that. Okay, July, the semi-annual Crimson Circle Angel webcast. If you're an angel, you've probably gotten an invitation from Bonnie on that. It's a webcast on July 3rd, right here from the studio. We do this twice a year for the angels.
And it's a gratitude and appreciation thing. You know, the angels just so, with no strings attached, offer to make donations, and we're always humbled by it and just really taken aback by their generosity. And so this is our small way of acknowledging that.
And it's also one of the few times Adamus does take questions and answers from the audience. So there's always some really good ones in there.
There are.
Yeah. He doesn't particularly care for Q&A otherwise.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does
it, but
he's asking the questions.
In September, we're back in Bergen, Norway, beautiful, beautiful part of the world, for the Master Code. We have no idea what it's going to be because it's a new workshop. It is sold out, so I won't say too much more about that other than thank you to Inga and Mariana for doing all the details, making the arrangements,
so
and really making it easy. We love going there.
Yes, we do.
Then it's the Threshold Reunion in one of our favorites, Rust, Austria, just south of Vienna, a beautiful area. And this is for Threshold graduates only. And I think we have two spaces left on that.
Any threshold you've attended to qualifies you to go to the Threshold Reunion. I'm very excited about it. That's Rust, and it is wine time.
It is wine time in Rust, wine harvest time.
Harvest time.
Has nothing to do with Linda choosing to go back there then, nothing at all.
You think?
Yeah. After that, also in Rust, the channeling workshop. We've been doing that now for a number of years in a row, and I like it because I'm not doing any channeling, and we get everybody else to do the channels. That is sold out, so I won't say too much more about that.
We're going to do one in Hawaii next year, I think.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Mm. Speaking of Hawaii, we're back there in November. We're going to be doing the Pavilion Blessing Ceremony. We've got a kahuna, kahu kealoha coming in for the blessing. And that's kind of an artist rendering of the new pavilion. And actually what it looks like as of a couple days ago.
Oh,
was
boy.
That. Yeah.
Got a little work to go.
Well, actually, that was the day they were pouring the concrete for the foundation. We did a lot of landscaping work and all those, that stairway that you see in the lower right, that's all brand new.
And see that stuff above the trees? That's the ocean.
Oh. And you can see it's a beautiful view. You don't see another house or house top from there. But yeah, they poured the foundation and next week the framing goes up and I'm really excited about it. It's been long time coming. Yeah. Okay, after that, it is, I believe, in Kona also, the new Energy Works workshop. No idea what that is, but it is sold out. And then...
The names are placeholders, because the bottom line is, Adamus does whatever Adamus wants.
Yeah, and, we come up with a nice name and a graphic, and then he goes in another direction. But we're doing the threshold in Japanese, with Japanese translation. We still have 10 spaces open on that at the villa in Hawaii. And then December online, we're going to be doing the sexual energy school. We do that twice a year online. We just did it, two or three weeks ago, and I really, really enjoyed doing that. Right. Always have a good group online, and Linda and I are here with the production team for the weekend hosting it live. And Vili is going to be back in the booth the whole time translating in Spanish.
En Español.
Yeah. Sometimes I forget about her because she's back there so quietly doing the translating. So thank you, Vili.
Well, she gets trapped because when she's doing what all the best translators do. They don't just channel the words, translate the words, they translate the energy too. So it's really consuming, and I think that's why we don't hear anything from her, because she's busy.
Back there. She's back. Yeah. And so that's coming up in December.
Correct.
Oh, and then, gosh, we hit 2020.
Is that like in perfect vision?
Yeah, kind of perfect vision, but it's just weird to think that it's going to be 2020. I mean, back in 1980, if you'd have said that I'd still be kicking in 2020, I would have been
amazed.
Well,
it's supposed to be the end of the world. There's some Nibiru thing and then some satellite, planetary, other universe that's going to crash into ours and we're gone.
What websites have you been going to?
My brother told me that.
But isn't your brother...
And I just had to go, oh, wow.
Wasn't your...
What else do you say?
Wasn't he going to be a commander on one of the spaceships, the motherships that takes the worthy off the planet?
Yeah, and...
Oh, so no wonder you're sucking up to him. Yeah, now I get it. Anyway, isn't it weird to be thinking it's 2020? And there's, by the way, there's going to be a lot of hoopla and a lot of hype, just like there was at the at the 2000 millennium at 2012. Now we got 2020. So, it's Macchio time.
You think?
But it is weird to think. Gosh, here we are. It's 2020. And
it is hard to imagine.
Speaking of that, January has gotten to be our annual Pronos time. We're going to be doing Pronos 2020. We don't have a theme for it yet, but I just put on here. So, Adamus, what comes after the dragon? I mean, how are you going to top that? You know, a little squirrel or something? Or, I mean, what comes after the dragon?
Hears all this, and then...
No, Kuthumi told me he has Adamus tied up right now, giving a speech at the Ascended Masters Club. We can say anything we want about him. Pronost is going to be live and online. We've always had a really good group here for the Pronost event, so we're going to be filming it, but it will be live also. I'm looking forward to that.
That's good.
Yeah, yeah. I can't.
It's better when you look forward to what you're doing.
Kind of gets the year kicked off. Isn't it weird to see it 2020? And that's weird. Okay, February, we are going to be back in Kona. Huh, weird that we're going to be in Hawaii during the winter months.
So we're going to do something on 02-02-2020?
02-02, yeah, yeah. That's going to be. That last day of that event is on 02, you know, whatever. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, sold out, so moving on to the next one. If you like kimchi, come to the Amyo retreat in Korean at the Villa Amyo.
We will have kimchi there.
I know you will. I'm not particularly a fan of it. Linda likes it. I'm not such a fan.
It's entertaining hours later.
Yes. Yes, it is. And to all of our dear Korean chamber, I'm sorry, but I'm very sensitive. It just doesn't go over well with me. Moving along to March 2020, doing another Threshold, which I love doing Threshold, and in Kona, there's nothing like it. We just announced that we still have plenty of spaces left, and it will be in the beautiful new pavilion.
Threshold tends to sign up slower than most events because everybody's like, yeah, I want to do it. And then they're like, oh, wait a minute, let me think about this. And yeah. So there's always hesitation.
Yeah, well, and as there should be. I mean, it's a big decision.
No, I know. That's why I'm acknowledging it.
Yeah, yeah. I love doing it. April, I think we're still in, we're going to be in Kona for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we came back in April thinking we were coming back to summer. And how many times has it snowed?
We were here all May, and it snowed all month. I mean, last weekend, I was using my snowblower on the deck.
We got so confused, I asked Jeff to bring the Christmas trees down.
Yeah. Yeah, she did, actually. Anyway, we have the Master's Code in early April in Kona. There's about 10 spaces left. Okay. Oh, I think it's time for Chamber News.
Oh.
Yeah. One of my favorite. You know, this is how I feel kind of going into realization. It's just kind of, I'm on a cloud. I got this old diesel and steam engine. Okay. Chamber News. This month's Chamber News, a lot of Chamber Magazine, a lot of great articles. I love this picture on the front cover. I mean, it's to me, it's just so Atlantean in a way. And Linda wasn't that fond of it.
No.
No. She doesn't relate. She doesn't relate to the Atlantis thing.
No.
And the headbands.
No.
No, she doesn't.
Why would you want to keep why do you want to keep focusing on something that was crap?
Mm. There were some really good times there. It was just kind of.
The headband was fun.
It was interesting. But it's so relevant to what we're doing now. And Adamus isn't saying, let's go back to Atlantis. He's saying, let's break out of Atlantis.
You mean like it's still stuck?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, it is. There's still residual. And this is one of those last things we kind of go
is
through.
What does the residual look like?
Can you see inside my brain?
No, I looked all the way. It went all the way through.
Yeah. That's it has to do with the headbands, and it has to do with being stuck in the mind. And this is kind of, we're now ready to go through that. And that's why this last month has been kind of difficult. We're preparing for it.
You haven't been acting stuck in your mind at all. It's been quite something else.
Would you mind explaining for the people watching it online?
You've been grumpy, confused, not being able to get things done. And not very Virgo. I mean, a Virgo in torture.
That's a good way of putting it, a Virgo in torture. Yeah. I was just, it was so bad. She took off to go visit her family in Wisconsin and said, I'm out of here. Anything's got to be better. So I was just quiet all month. I was just quiet.
That is the biggest exaggeration I've ever heard in my life.
We're going to move along. We have a new product out in the Master's Pause series.
Now this is where
it's really actually kind of funny, almost kind of ironic that we'd be coming out this month of all months with I Am Remembering. Because I can't remember crap. I mean, I really can't. I get up in the morning and it's like, I don't know where I am, who I am. I don't remember anything. So I guess this is probably good. It's the new Master's Pause, I Am Remembering with Adamus. We're going to play a little bit of it now.
It's nice. It is nice.
And you know, the Master's Pauses are so wonderful. It's just, stop for a moment and just forget about everything except
remembering. It's like medication for the realization.
Yeah. So let's play a little bit out of the I Am Remembering Master's Pause.
Okay.
Thank you.
I am remembering. It starts out with remembering who you are. Yes, indeed, you're that human that you see in the mirror, but so much more. You may start remembering why you came here in the first place. You've heard the story that has been told by Tobias and Adamus many times, the journey of the angels, but you start remembering it on such an intimate level. And then you start remembering your name, your name. And you realize the name, your name, has such wisdom to it. Such incredible wisdom. Remembering your name is such a beautiful thing. It's like reconnecting with yourself. It comes in the heart. It's a very, very deep and beautiful resonance. When you start remembering your name, and you actually don't have to work at it. It will come to you. It will just be there. That's part of the I am remembering, your name. And then finally, you remember the deep passion of why you're here. And in the I am remembering,
is that the same, Jack?
Remembering your passion, you actually remember what is yours. With the wisdom of the Master present, you begin to remember the actual beauty. And you know, as you do, all those experiences, they start coming back. They start flowing into your life. It's almost like watching a whole movie about yourself, but movie with such beauty and meaning and connectiveness. And the remembering continues long after you've listened to this. The remembering comes back in waves, comes back in moments of openness and awareness. First you hear a little bit of your name, and then you hear and feel more of it, and then more of it. First you feel a touch of that passion for why you're here, and then you feel into more and more and more of it. That is the remembrance. And when he's talking about remembering your name, it's not necessarily a human name, even though you may not remember that. He's talking about your soul name. But I was having a hard time remembering my human name.
How could you not remember Joffrey?
I'd wake up in the morning sometimes like, I don't remember my name. I don't remember how old I am. I don't remember where I live.
I don't remember how old I am. The minute I look in the mirror, it's like, what?
Anyway, I am remembering part of the Master's Pause series. It's available now. It's a download, so it's not like a cloud class where you are streaming. You can download it. You have the text, audio, the video. It's just $25 between now and August 28th.
You can't remember your name in the morning?
I have a really tough time. I mean, it's like all getting jumbled up, and it's like, I really don't. Yeah, I know. It's tough. Now I have some coffee. You know, I wake up, and I'm doing much better. Speaking of Master's Pause, there's now 5 total. The previous ones were I am cleansing, I am sleeping, I am going to fast in the slides. I am cleansing, I am sleeping, I am safe. Oh, that's a good one. And I am joy.
Yeah, that would be good with the memory thing.
I'm safe?
Yeah. Wait, yeah.
Moving right along. Also, just a quick message or information. Adama's talked last month about the dream walk to the Crystal Caves, and it was such a part of the Shoud that we actually made it available for free through July 5th, audio or text. There's 10 translations available. It's normally $25, but it was such an integral part of last month that we said, just let it out for free. Okay, and then also a real quick message that the Master's Life 9 Real Illusion, the early bird price ends tomorrow. So if you're interested, get it now. Otherwise, it goes up to $195.
And again, remember the crystal, the dream walk for the Crystal Caves, only through the 5th.
Kihak 9 coming up, and we're just finishing up Kihak 8, Kihak 9. Let's play a little preview.
I come here now into the house of Kihak, and it feels so much like the modern-day mystery schools. We're exploring now into some of the great physics of reality, true metaphysics, truths about energy and consciousness and creation, and then living it. You chose to come back in this lifetime to be in the world, to live it, to embody it, to be the human to the fullest extent of being a human, and learning to love it and appreciate it, learning to relish it, to cherish it, to savor it, to sense it. And then in the embodied realization, coming to the place where you are fully human and master and I am. As the human in awareness of the master and the I am, to go freely into your experiences in life on this planet without fear, without lack, without repercussion, for the human to be free without guilt or shame, free in its experiences, truly being all of the beauty that a human possibly can be. That's what we're doing in this modern-day mystery school.
And again, more special than ever, it's being offered in English, German, Japanese, Spanish, and Russian.
Russian, yeah.
So we're very excited about that.
That's a big lineup. That's a lot of, a big team out there that's translating after every session and getting all the materials together.
And again, I can't say it enough, you know, we wherever we are in the world, we stop and we do Kihak, it's twice a month. And what I truly appreciated about it the most is that it's there every step with this journey. Mm. And that it's not just one time with a message. Adamas keeps, he takes measure, he keeps noticing, and he speaks to each one of us specifically. And again, the attendees always tell us that no matter what the message is, they each feel it in a personal way that applies to their personal life. And it's in your safe space that you create. It's really, really been probably my favorite project of Crimson Circle.
Registration closes June 15th. That's 2 weeks from today. It's a full year with Adamas. As Linda mentioned, two sessions per month, and we do them from all around the world. I mean, it's really been beautiful and amazing. And the first actual session starts July 7th, on with the new year. So how many here are in Kihak or ever been in Kihak before? Oh, a lot.
Yeah,
okay.
Quite a few.
Wow.
Sure.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, I think that brings it to a wrap-up, other than saying very special thanks to the Crimson Circle Angels, the international web hosts, all the translators. I mean, some of this we have translated in 22, 23 different languages.
Unbelievable.
Workshop hosts and volunteers. And just before we go on break, I just want to tell a little funny story. Something on social media the other day. And somebody was brand new to the site, and I got kind of chatting, and it's like, So why? How did you come to Crimson Circle? Well, they live in some little village in Europe, like 1,000 people in the village. And he said, oh, I found your book in the grocery store on the shelf. And it's like, you're kidding. I'm right up there at the grocery store. I'm right up there with the candy bars and the gum. And the, it's like, what's the world coming to? I mean, how could that be? But anyway, it's because of the translators getting the information out there.
Truly, and in this whole group that Jeff is talking about, these are all people that do what they do from love. I mean, they contribute it, they offer it, they want to support the Crimson Circle, so we have particular gratitude to them for that.
Great. Okay, it's time for a coffee break.
Thank you,
everyone.
We're
going to be back in about 32 minutes to see if maybe it'll be Kathumi today. Maybe he's got Adama so tied up that maybe, who knows?
There was a rumor that everybody's going to have ice cubes and throwing them at you if it goes too far.
Ice cubes? Why ice cubes?
Well, because it will be annoying, but it won't hurt you.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll be back in about 30 minutes. Everybody online, thank you for being here. Take
thank
a short
you.
Break. We'll be back for more.
Oh, boy.
Thank you.
Thank you.